It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, member FDIC, and by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
All right, and welcome into Community Matters here on Waterside. Wake up on KD Country 94, about 7:40 here, our time 7:39 actually. Starting just a hair early today with Community Matters, but we're joined by Ryder Kisner. He's a Western showman extraordinaire, is what his bio says, coming to the Phillipsburg Rodeo, Kansas' biggest rodeo, which will be tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, beginning at 8 o'clock each night. And again, we're joined here by Ryder Kisner. Roping is one of his specialties for sure. Ryder, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here. Western showman extraordinaire, explain to people what that actually means, if you can.
Well, I'm actually going to be at the rodeo. I'm the halftime entertainment. I'm a four-time world champion trick roper and a two-time world champion gun spinner. And then I'm also going to be doing whip cracking and fire whips. And I kind of am like a Roy Rogers on an MTV version. I try to do it in an upbeat version. But I mean, the rodeo is going to be a great rodeo. We've got Justin Rumford out here. It's going to be fun.
Where, if you can, tell me, how did you learn to trick rope and spin guns and crack whips? I mean, where did you learn that and how did you get into that?
Oh, I mean, I'm fifth generation horse trainer. My grandpa, he still trains horses. My dad, I grew up going to like horse shows. He trained reiners working cow horses, and so we grew up watching the old westerns like Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, and you know, he got me a Will Rogers trick roping kit for Christmas when I was 9 years old, and it came with rope and a DVD, and I figured out how to trick rope in our living room, and I kind of took a liking to it, and so I started doing that, and then the gun spin, the whip cracking kind of was all part of it, and just worked at it a lot.
I'm looking here. Also, it says you have a brother that rides as well in Saddle Bronx, and he's going to be in Phillipsburg. How special is that to be there with him?
It's awesome. I mean, my brother, he's really good at what he does. He rides Saddle Bronx in the top 50. He's been around national circuit finals. I just got to see him ride at Cheyenne. And it's really cool to have my brother be in the same industry as me. He's my best friend. And, you know, when we can go and do the same rodeos together at this level, I mean, Phillipsburg, that's a really big rodeo. And I hope he wins it. And it'd be really cool for him to win a rodeo that I'm performing at again.
That obviously, growing up in a rodeo family, like you talked about, you performed at a lot of different rodeos. When you're talking about trick roping, what are some of the tricks that you can do with the rope, and maybe a little bit about the time that it takes to perfect all that?
I mean, some of the tricks you'll see out here, I'll do a lot of I do both styles: the American style, which is with the cotton rope, and you go a lot faster, and then a little more of the charro style, where I trick rope on horse and with a real like rope, like the kind of rope you would use on the ranch or at a rodeo to rope like horses or cattle. And you know, it's a lot more. I've always taken a liking to its artistic style. And I mean, I do a lot of tricks standing up in the saddle on my horse. I got a horse that Palomino. I got a saddle that's actually 70 years old. It's one of those old parade saddles with silver all over it. I'm really going for that Roy Rogers look, like I said. But, you know, my big finale on the horse is I spin a 50-foot big loop out of run around the arena. And, yeah, it's one of my favorite tricks.
Again, reading your bio, it says you live in Texas, but obviously as a world champion trick roper and gun spinner, obviously you've taken your show across the world. Where have you been, and what do you enjoy the most about the travel that you do with this job?
No, I've gotten to see the world in different cultures and stuff. I mean, I've performed in every state in America except Hawaii. I was actually up in Alaska about 3 weeks ago. I did a couple rodeos up there, and I actually did pretty good. I was the rodeo clown and the specialty act, and I was also competing in the team rope, and I won the all-around, and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, I've also got to perform for Sultans over in Oman. I've got to perform with some of the biggest traveling shows like Valia over in, like, Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan, China. I've been to about 15 countries all in all, and You know, I mean, it's been a great experience. One of my favorite experiences was my dad produced a rodeo in Beirut, Lebanon, and it was pretty much my whole family that put on this rodeo. My dad produced it and competed in it. Me and my brother, I mean, we did everything from doing trick riding, trick roping, to my brother rode bulls. I was a bullfighter. We competed in the team rope and almost every other event. And, you know, the best part about what I do is that my family's in it, and pretty much wherever I go, they're a big part of it.
Again, Ryder Kisner we're talking with. He'll be at the Phillipsburg Rodeo coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday there in Phillipsburg, Kansas' biggest rodeo. One last question, Ryder. Have you been to Phillipsburg? Do you know what to expect here, or what are you looking forward to at the Phillipsburg Rodeo?
Oh, man, I don't think I've ever been here. I haven't done it by myself. If I would have done it, we had a family act where my brother did the trick ride, my dad did the copper mine shooting, and I did the trick roping. We did that for about the first 7 years. And I we might have done it then, but I can't remember it. Mm-hmm. I tell you this, I'm actually standing out here right now looking at the rodeo grounds, and it is such a beautiful rodeo grounds. And it is a big rodeo out here in Kansas. I've heard the crowds are amazing. And so I'm really looking for a really fun weekend.
Again, Ryder Kisner, Western showman extraordinaire. He'll be performing at the Phillipsburg Rodeo. As he said, the kind of halftime entertainment there in Phillipsburg. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, go up there and check him out. The rodeo starts at 8 o'clock each night. Ryder, thanks for taking some time to be with us, and it's good to have you in Kansas.
Oh, yeah, thank you. God bless.